Gary Fermet is an evolutionary biologist and paleontologist at UC Davis. The recipient of a MacArthur Fellowship grant in 1992, he has spent much of his career exploring the limits in the evolutionary history of life on Earth. That includes gaps where biodiversity has come up short.
There are lots of things that don't exist. For example, there are no snails and clams that communicate by sound, which may seem very arcane, but many arthropods and many vertebrates do. There are no herbivorous spiders or snakes, for example.
Even a common attribute of many plants that we take for granted turns out to be what could be called a late bloomer.
It's obvious to anyone that flowers are very useful for plants who need to be fertilized from afar. And yet, it wasn't until 140 million years ago or so that we began to have flowers. So something that makes sense took a very long time to evolve.
While flowers have become a prolifically diverse evolutionary pathway, there are others that, eventually, have nowhere else to go.
There are certainly adaptations which does not allow you to go anywhere else. For example, if you're very heavily armored, as a turtle is, it's very unlikely you're going to become shell-less or nimble. It just is too far a distance, and you've invested too many other traits to help support those major adaptations.
Such cases are relatively infrequent. More typically, life forms are continually finding new variations and creating greater biodiversity. Fermet says this has happened in three great surges over time.
Early in the history of life, bacteria invented just about every biochemical pathway known. So once that was done, diversity came to be in the realm of form and behavior. Once that was done, and humans came on the scene, we superimposed a third realm, which is technology, all done by a single species. And technology removed almost every conceivable limitation that there ever might have been in the evolutionary world.
Humankind has forced all kinds of changes in what populates the natural world, but at a pace that far outstrips any sort of evolutionary response. Left to natural forces alone, Fermet says that generally whatever survives results from the dual forces of opportunity and necessity within a particular gene pool.
And what we see is a mixture of those two. Necessity, not quite meaning it has to only go in one direction, but it is certainly compelled by natural selection to go in some directions rather than in others. One would say that both opportunities have increased and the different kinds of necessity have increased as well. Different kinds of natural selection have appeared that simply weren't there before. Again, the pollination being a good case in point, that form of selection simply didn't even exist.
There are many sound reasons to preserve the resulting biodiversity in ecosystems all over the planet, but for himself, Fermet cites one that is less commonly heard.
I think diversity is not only a potentially economically useful thing, but above all, for me at least, it's an aesthetic thing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.